What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So we'll start the show now with Uncopyright Willie. Hello. Mike Lummy, this is the kind of music we need for my GOAT of Tampa Bay 35th anniversary of radio party.
Right, so straight hardcore. And there can be...
Hard. It needs to be hard EDM.
And there could be words in it.
Is the whole party going to be on YouTube? Or is it just going to, we're going to just be,
it's going to be recorded.
We're going to be recording it for all of our content delivery mechanisms.
Okay. Not live, obviously.
No, it can't, I don't think it can be live.
Are you going to have somebody shooting like a fancy video to do afterwards?
Yes.
Like the best of?
Now, of which, I was not going to invite you, not because you're not that level of a friend to be invited. I just don't know if your wife would appreciate you hanging out with 30 of the hottest Instagram models from Tampa,
and we're
Florida.
Trying to make not a sausage party.
Yeah, I've also got a ton going on. I would not. I'm going to be know my limitations here and say I would not add anything to the party.
All right. Well, please know that that you are invited in spirit. I just know that you just don't really give a fuck about it, and your wife probably would want you there.
And know that I'll be there.
That
in
was
spirit.
The first fuck of the
I know.
Party.
I mean,
yeah, every time.
I know, but I'm okay, right?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, 19 after.
Oh, we can't drop F-bombs on podcasts?
Oh, we can.
No, we can, but it's always the first time you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh.
Like, as soon as you say goodbye terrestrially, and then you sign back on that first fuck, just kind of like, ah!
Yeah.
You know, because you just...
The first fuck hits the hardest.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. The first fuck hits the hardest! Oh, sorry. I got to get hot-ass Gina to... All I need her to say is, Regina Hunter, Hunter Law of Counsel. I need her to say that.
Is she invited to the party?
No.
Oh.
No, because it'd be
she's
disrespectful.
She's a wet blanket, man.
Yeah, not only that.
Her and Tom don't party.
She's hot enough to be at the party, but it's disrespectful to one of my best friends in the whole wide world and my partner and my agent, Tom Bean. And secondly...
Not if they're both there.
He's invited as well, but he wouldn't go.
Have you bought a new bikini for the party?
I did.
Anna?
Oh, sorry.
Oh. No, I know what I'm going to wear.
Is Blitz making you wear a burka?
No, she's going to wear like a...
What are you going to wear?
I have a bathing suit.
One piece?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a one piece. It's Brian, not like it's not like a lame one piece. It's like a cool one piece.
You're going to appreciate, like, nice. Brian, we're trying to get Diaco's, the bathing suits, you know, they say Diaco's on them, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you're going to appreciate that, Brian.
I do appreciate
that.
Does
your wife want one?
She already has one. Are you kidding?
Does your wife got Diaco's?
No.
Oh.
And she doesn't have a Diaco's bathing suit either. Wouldn't have her wearing another man's
Brian would
name
a good job on the
her.
Skyway if she showed up in a Diaco's bathing suit. Come on.
Does your wife have fake tits?
No.
Does she want them?
She's talked about it, but they bounce back after breastfeeding.
All right, so
she's like a 34C.
I understand.
Oh, that's nice.
But as she gets older... If she said, I'd like some tits, would you go to your boy?
I'd ask her first, why? Why are you doing this?
Because I'm getting a little older, Brian, and I just want them to be a little bit perky. I don't want to have to wear a bra.
So you're doing it for yourself because you feel insecure, not because you don't think I'm not paying enough attention to you or somebody said something to you or anything like that.
Oh, yes, Jesus. I'm doing it for myself. And I'm also doing them because I think I feel sexier for
you. And my boyfriend, Jack, wants them.
Because, my boyfriend that...
Yeah, Yeah, my personal trainer says I'd look better with
my
them.
My personal trainer can't titty fuck what I got going on now.
Yeah.
No, but Brian, I mean, like, for all the right reasons. She got them because she makes her feel a little bit better. And
because I'm never going to make my wife change her body for me.
She knows that.
Yeah.
But what if she said...
Good answer, Brian.
And you have said she has mentioned them before.
She has, and I made sure. I was like, it's not about me, right? It's not, like, I give you...
Says, Brian, it's not about you, I'd like to do it for myself, would you go to Dan?
I would support her 100%, and she can go wherever she feels comfortable going.
I know, but would you call a fucking favor in for Dan to be like, Dan, Brian?
I don't like calling in favors because then Dan feels like he's got to give a deal and do all that.
Absolutely he should. You're family, bitch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, Brian, here's the move. You call Bubba and let Bubba call Dan.
I can do a Let Me Investigate on your wife.
Tina Matrina resubbed for the seventh time.
Listen,
she's listening.
Brian, first of all, you wouldn't make me be your fuckboy there. You would just say...
No, I would never have you be my fuckboy. No, I would call Dan, and I would tell her to call Dan.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Dan, as much as we want to fuck with Dan, Dan's all about taking care of the boys, and Dan would be mad, in fact, Brian, if you didn't call him. Or if she went somewhere else. He would be like,
oh, Dan would be pissed.
Dan wouldn't be pissed. No, I wouldn't blame him.
He'd be like, Brian, you paid $6,000. My dead cost was like $4,800. I could have fucking saved you, $1,500.
Dan would have done it for $7,500. No problem.
Can't sit down. $8,000, Brian. I'm telling you, bitch.
I'm going to give you the baby face price.
Right. 15% more.
You would go to Dan.
Yeah.
You have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to. As much as of a dick as you are, Brian, he does the nicest tits in town.
That's the main thing.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen plenty of his work.
I'm just telling you, that's how I even got to know Dan, is I had a stripper come into 98 Rock, and she was this young, like 19, 20-year-old chick, fucking hot as shit. She comes in, she shows her, that's when we used to have chicks usually come in, and the first thing I'd be like, so let's see her tits.
Daily.
Literally. Hi, my name's...
The good old days.
Hi, my name's
really,
Johnny.
Really, what's wrong with that?
My name's Johnny.
Show it, there's nothing wrong with it.
My name's Johnny. That's an interesting one.
I said Jennifer.
You said Johnny.
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Hi,
Jennifer.
Totally said Johnny.
Bye-bye. Do you want to see my tits?
No, they never offered. I just was like, how about showing your tits? And so they would be like, then leave. See
okay, here.
Guido, get him out of here.
That's like walking into McDonald's and then being offended if they ask you if you want anything to eat. I mean, right. When you go into Bubba Studios in circa 1999.
With fake tits.
There was nothing worse than the porn stars or the strippers that would go there and be like, I can't do that right now.
I actually got, there's some old school albums and stuff of me kicking strippers out.
Yes,
because
there
is. I'd be like, hey, Rhonda, I know you're dancing this weekend. It's a feature at Oz and the Oz
people. You're here to promote you dancing.
Right. Yeah, I'm here to promote the fact that everybody goes to Oz this weekend and see you. So let's see your tits.
I don't do that.
What do you mean you're not? I'm not showing them here in the morning show. If you want to see my tits, you're going to have to come to Oz. I'm going like, let me tell you something. Either you show me your tits now, I can eat glass. I had one bitch offer to eat glass. No, for instance, she's like, I can eat glass. Oh, no, bitch, show me your tits. I'm not showing my tits. Then get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
I wouldn't say fuck.
Close to it, though.
Bubba was like, well, that's funny. I call my penis glass.
And then I would tell her handle. I'd look right at him. I'd say, you know what? If this happens again, buddy, you're done. No more of your bitches in here. And then he would
next bitch would walk in naked.
Oh, yeah. Then he, all the way back to the Oz, when they drive it home there, I'd be just killing him on the air. And then he would be like telling her, I'm telling you right now, we're thinking about canceling your feature.
Tell him to lube up and put the butt plug in before they walk in the studio.
We had full-blown fucking going on.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What? Oh, yeah.
Anna, back in 98 Rock. Not to mention SiriusXM.
In studio?
Yeah.
On air.
On
full
air.
Full blown fucking.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Anna.
The good old days, Anna.
Full blown fucking.
You or?
Not me. Oh. Yeah, well, yeah.
Well,
I did.
Sometimes.
I fucked.
But not on the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
He gave oral to a porn star.
25 had sex on the air, didn't he?
I ate two girls' pussies.
Naughty Alicia? Or, I mean,
Naughty Alicia.
Alicia Class.
Yeah. No,
Alicia Class.
Did other people see you do it?
Alicia Class and Sunset Thomas.
Like privately, or did other people see you do it?
Well, I mean, the radio world heard it.
No, I know, but I mean, like, did you have a producer?
I would make everybody clear the studio.
Oh, okay.
And then I would have them come sit, like, had this, like, a high chair, like a higher setting chair over by my studio.
Like a squatty potty.
Yeah, and she would come sit right here and then put her legs over, and I would just go, just eat her pussy.
But it was on the air, though.
Yeah, I get that part. Yeah.
I'd be like...
And he'd be like, okay, guys, it's a theater of mine. Nothing's really going on. Meanwhile, there was something
I remember Dandy
Aka. But there really was something.
Yes, there was.
And I would have, like, Guido and Spice Boy and, like, Grimace right outside the studio, shoulder to shoulder, and not let anybody in.
Yep.
And then the general manager or the PD would go and be like, is that really happening? They'd walk up to the door, and they wouldn't let him in, and they would be like... Is that really happening? And they'd be like, no, it's not. But it's all theater.
Meanwhile.
I don't even know what they would have done if Dandy DiLoretto goes, well, you know what? I want to peek my head in there and just check.
And he would Dan knew better than to do that. Because he knew what was going on. I mean, he's like, if I asked and they told me it wasn't, that's all I need to know.
Right. Because his 32 share he's got is pretty much kicking.
Right.
Yeah. Full blown. And then the shit we used to do on Sirius XM on him. Like, we'd take a remote control RC car.
I didn't know about this. I found this out on Google.
And we would duct tape a full blown
dildo,
and then drive it into a girl's sniz.
But I mean, that's kind of hard to.
Used to do coffee can capers all the time too.
Girls pissing in coffee cans.
Yeah.
But why?
Why not?
Because it made good noise.
Hold on. Why not? Anna?
Somebody bring me a coffee can and a bottle of water, and I'll tell you why. Hello.
Do we have coffee cans?
Hey.
Do we have bottles of water?
Do they even make coffee cans anymore?
I don't think they're either.
It doesn't sound the same in a K-Pod.
Just the tin.
He's just peeing on a Keurig.
Just water. Water going into a tin can just sounds dirty. Does it not?
It does.
Does it?
Hey, Kendra J, come piss on my Keurig.
Find me water, water or piss it into a coffee can sound effect. Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Lummy.
Yes, I threw piss on blind Lawrence one time, and I regret it. I felt so bad
about
it.
You offered for him to throw piss in your face.
Yeah. Hold on, sir, since you're not. Who is this? Hello, quickly.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted some legal advice real quickly. I'll make it real short. Rental car company, car broke down, state trooper towed it, and they charged us for 20 days of rental fee. We disputed the charge.
It was a mechanical breakdown?
Tire blew out. We called the roadside service. They couldn't pick us up because it was in the middle of the night.
So hold on. Is what happened? Did you leave the car there and then the FHP had it towed? Or did you have it towed?
We were there. The highway patrol showed up and towed it for us because the rental car company told us to go to a safe area before they could help us.
And so, like, the next day when you called the rental car company, what'd they say?
They said that the car was already in a lot and they were going to come get the car. We were already out of state. We got picked up because we were 2 hours from where we were supposed to be. So we called them, made a claim, left the car in the lot. They waited 10 days to pick the car up from the lot, and then they drove it an hour away from the lot and charged us 10 more days from when they picked it up from the lot.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. Did you dispute it with your credit card company?
Yeah, and Avis just sent the receipt to them, and they just accepted the receipt of 20 days of rental.
Yeah, but you should appeal it.
$5,000. We did. We did, too. And they said, no, you know, the receipts are good.
Hold on. How many days and how much money?
It was like 20 days.
So
it was like,
the tire blew out. Did the time out real quick, because this is important. The tire blew out. Did the car get damaged?
No, but there was no spare.
No, I understand that, but it was just literally replacing a tire on the vehicle?
Yep. Just it got towed to the lot.
There's no way. You got to. I mean, the problem is your only recourse is to sue them now.
Yes, that's what my question was. That's
yeah,
it got towed to, like, what, the towing company's lot?
Yeah. Well, just a certain guy was in a small town. We talked to him. He made statements.
So it didn't go back to the rental car place. It went back to a towing car. So that,
right.
That's
so
that's
maybe
the problem.
A day or two.
Right.
But at some
it
point,
it went to the lot for 10 days, and then it left. It went an hour away. We drove it to North Carolina, an hour to the Raleigh airport. And then from that time when they picked it up from the lot, they charged another 10 days on our thing after they already picked it up.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. So you're going to have to file a lawsuit in the jurisdiction where you rented the vehicle.
Yeah, it's Pinellas.
It's small claims.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, it was in Pinellas, he said.
Yeah, it's
okay.
In Pinellas.
Yeah, it's small claims.
We live in North Carolina.
Yeah, fuck it. Brian's saying the official legal counsel.
I don't handle lawsuits against rental car companies for contract disputes, but I'm willing to make a call or write a letter or send an email or something for you. If you want to call my office, 844 Hunter Law, or 844 Ask Gina. Sorry, 844 Ask Gina.
At the Red House.
All right.
Have you ever been to the Red House, sir?
No.
He's in North Carolina.
I don't give a fuck. I was over that guy's call.
I know. I was trying to bring him back in.
844 Ask Gina. That's all you guys need to know if you got a legal question.
844 Ask Gina for Slip and Fall Willie.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I was just wondering if you still needed a couple of show suggestions, if you had found anything to watch.
Oh, no.
You, sure.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so have you seen Your Honor on Showtime?
Your Honor. No, what is it? Is it a judge deal?
Yes. It's with Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad.
Which I love him, by
Isn't
the way.
Isn't this where his son, like, kills somebody and he's got to get him off, or...
Yes.
I didn't see it. I just saw the preview for it.
All right. Okay, yes. And what else?
It's really good. The other one is also on Showtime. It's with Kevin Bacon. It's called City on a Hill. And there's only one season, but the second season is starting at the end of the month. It's really good.
Called It's called Sitting on a Hill?
No, City.
Shitting on a Hill.
No, City.
Shitting on a Hill.
Shitting on a Hill.
Is it shitting or city?
It's City. C-I-T-U-I.
City on a Hill. Okay?
Yeah. It's about, like, it's like the 80s Boston cops and, like, corruption and stuff. And Kevin Bacon is just amazing.
That's about as fucking...
So
that's about as corrupt as it used to be, the 80s in Boston. It was bad.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And so, are you new? Are you brand new here?
I'm not. I'm Mrs. Daunting.
Yeah, this is Ashley, the Dolphins fan.
Yeah. Hey, let me.
Oh, I know. Okay.
She was called the sports show.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hi, yeah. Ashley.
Hi.
All right. Well,
and we share a birthday.
What? Oh, you and I do?
We do.
Perfect. Aww. April 23rd, which is also William Shakespeare's birthday.
I know.
Thank you, Ashley.
And that segment was brought to you by TV Guide. TV Guide, who still uses this shit?
Do they even make TV Guide anymore?
I don't know.
Probably.
But there's got to be like two 90-year-old fuckers that buy that.
But hold on. Do you remember the TV? Like your mom would have to buy the fucking TV Guide every...
Well, it was in the Sunday newspaper week.
The Sunday paper would have the week one, or you could buy the little TV Guide at the store.
And without it, you had no fucking idea what was on or when it was on.
No, exactly.
You can still get a TV Guide.
My mom...
People would go through it and circle what they wanted to watch during the week.
I remember.
Well, they would like... Dog ear the pages.
Oh, and they'd let everybody in the family know. I got the TV from 8 to 9 on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Well, that's okay because Sunday afternoon I got something I'd like to watch.
And then heaven forbid you both wanted to watch something. Then
It's $20 for a year.
$20 for a year TV Guide. What does that include? I hope $20
in
the first 26 magazine. A $20 bill in the first magazine.
Hold on. How the fuck with all the back then it was like, you know, 8 stations that were, you know, now how do they even like is the size of a fucking phone book now?
Yeah, well, most of it's probably just broadcast TV.
Yeah, it's just the main cable stuff. It's not got like what's on Netflix or anything.
Discovery
like that.
Channel 42.
Yeah.
Showtime 9.
The West Coast feed of you know.
Right.
Home Shopping Network 43.
Yeah.
Blades and...
You get gifts if you order it now.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I wonder if, do rotary phones still work?
Yes. If you have a standard phone jack, rotary phones still work.
Most of the time they do not.
But if you have a standard regular phone jack.
They still don't work because it uses pulse dialing, and pulse dialing doesn't work most of the time.
At all?
Yeah. There's some places that it does.
I saw a video of they put a rotary phone in front of some kids.
Oh yeah, they did that a few years ago.
And they're like. They didn't know how to fucking make a phone call or not. They were hitting the buttons, but they weren't doing the spin deal.
Right.
Why would they know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like putting the three shells in front of Demolition Man.
Like putting who?
The three shells in front of Demolition Man.
I didn't see that.
It's a movie with Sylvester Stallone where that's how they wipe their butt now.
In the future. And everything is Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You don't remember that movie with Wesley Snipes?
No, I didn't watch it.
Mr. Stallone.
I was doing
that's
nice.
That's a good watch.
I only watch them if they have Wesley Pipes in it.
Hello?
Sandra Bullock.
Black on Blondes. Hello, amateur division. I won't even watch porn if it's not amateur. Hello?
Neither will I.
I've made some, too. Hello?
They hung up.
Oh.
Brother.
Stop.
So, Brian, do you think there's a chance we could maybe get our Twitter back? I think, you know, the plan, I don't want to talk about it publicly, but the plan that we had hatched, me and Blitz and you, I think we have a chance, don't you think?
Well, I think we have a good plan B in the event that plan A falls through.
By
I think
the way,
plan
my,
B may be even a little better than plan
well,
A.
My I kind of agree with
my
that.
My friend that doesn't have the hookup. Yeah, I just asked him. He's like, no, that was somebody else on the show, and it wasn't me.
Gotcha.
Well, maybe down in some... Never mind, I'll say too much.
Right.
I'll be quiet now. Look at that. Self-editing. That's amazing.
But you know what I need more than anything? Remember when I needed railroad?
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry.
Anna, I have. There's more people that love me than love you.
That is a shoot.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's a deep cut, man.
Sure was.
I mean, like,
that hurt my little Zika heart.
Just pure volume, just because I've had a larger, you know, stage.
Yeah.
But there's, by the same token,
but do you feel like you know save, true love?
I don't know if there's more people that hate you than hate her either, based upon chat.
That is also true.
Well, but I am saying there's also probably far more people that are very more adamant about hating me than hating you.
So it evens out.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Okay,
Blitz.
All you need is love.
I need some jersey barriers.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, but a red tape. I'm like we've been looking and looking and looking, and I need some tall. I think they're called the Ontario version of jersey barriers, and they're the tall ones. And I need them so bad.
I thought the whole reason why you went to jersey barriers is because they were easier to get.
No, Ben Block.
Oh, okay.
Ben Block is easier to get, and I needed Ben Block for the backstretch to add to my existing Ben Block, but I'm now switching in from going to the guardrail on my front stretch to I like to put jersey barriers.
How tall jersey barrier are you looking for?
32 inches.
Concrete.
Plastic filled with water and sand.
No,
you want concrete, right?
Concrete. Oh, yeah. You've been drinking, Brian.
I think that was Anna.
Oh, that was me. Sorry.
With her 12 waters.
I'm a radio professional. I don't know what this amateur is over here doing.
Just trying
How
to breathe.
How many waters do you have, Anna? One, two, three?
Just
three
stay drinks hydrated.
In front of her. Four drinks in front of her.
And by
I need
the way,
to stay hydrated.
By the way, I would like everybody, before we leave tomorrow, no matter what we're doing, whether we're straightening hair or we're whatever the fuck we're opening packages or whatever we're doing, I would like everybody to kind of give the place a little cleaning. Like,
well, it's today's Thursday.
But hold on. I want all of that extra food that we're not giving away, like the Canadian-based shit. I'd like everything to look good, please, this weekend.
Yeah, Bubba, I had a little meeting out there earlier.
You did?
Yeah, for Thursday, sanitation cleanup day.
Is 32 inches high big enough for your jersey barrier?
Yeah.
Because they literally have New York, New Jersey, 20-foot-long used traffic concrete jersey barriers. They can get 5 on a truck.
Yeah, but from New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, probably.
No,
and that's
why
they're called jersey barriers.
I need.
Duh.
He needs a little more than 5, though.
I probably do need more than 5, but I need 416 feet worth.
Woo. I'll say there's some for sale on Kijiji.
I need 416 feet worth.
I'll get you some wish.com jersey barriers.
They'll be 3 inches tall.
And I need them based out of Florida, you know, so I can get them, so I can truck them there.
So you need Florida barriers.
Well, they're called...
Brian was actually looking up barriers from New Jersey.
I'll just type in Florida barriers and see what I find.
So please, the Bubba Army, please help me find these. I need them. I need them by the time I bring them. I need them in a month. I need them in less than a month because
I found one, but it's front porch pickup only.
Curb alert.
By the way, today on our YouTube channel, I'm thinking about releasing the flat Bubba. Lummy, is it funny? You know for a fact whether it's funny or not. Like, you knew, Lummy, that your Lummy Investigate sucked, did you not? Like, you knew it.
Well, technically, yes, but I did say that it was going to have to be, it wasn't going to be a funny piece, it had to be a serious piece, and look what we're helping.
Lummy,
we're saving lives with Lummy Investigates on this one.
That's very true.
Well, Lummy, then that should be an angle, bud.
That's my angle. I was saving lives.
But I gave you a pass, did I not, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm not complaining. Thank you, sir. I admit that it was not funny. It was not a pop, pop, pop.
You need to get with FDOT, Bubba, and buy some of their used barriers that they don't need anymore. I think that's probably the best way.
Does FDOT have a number?
I'm sure he's been looking on the government auction site.
I haven't been. I was looking at a company called Seminole Precast Manufacturing that sells them new, but I bet... You know, Florida Department of Transportation's got to be selling them somewhere, right?
Well, Bob's bear cage.
To auction them off.
I just need to find some. Whoever fucking finds it for me gets a reward.
All right, Bob's. Yeah.
Boy, Brian, I'd get you full time Fridays if you could find me some of those.
Wow. Now I've got something to do.
Lummy. So before I play this.
You're going to play it?
Well, I was going to. Yeah, eventually, Lummy,
it gets played.
Eventually, Lummy, it gets played.
Yes, sir. I know. I haven't watched it.
You sounded surprised like that you were going to play it.
And so I'm thinking about releasing it today.
Okay.
But if it sucks, then
I haven't watched it, and I taped it the weekend before I did the Let Me Investigate. So
what does that mean?
I hope it's funny.
I'm here. Don't forget to subscribe, like all the videos. We got a lot of great content coming out.
Brian, we need to get a pre-roll from you on that too. Maybe as you're walking out of the parking lot. Hey, it's Brian the Babyface, or Slip and Fall, whatever the fuck you call yourself. Don't forget to subscribe and like our YouTube channel.
Right, and you know I'll do it in one take.
I know you will.
YouTube channel, and there might be a little grape ape sighting.
That was sad.
That's a dick, Brian.
So, Lummy, you have to, do you set up the bit, what it is? Do you set up what you know, hey, it's Lummy and I got Bubba with me.
Let's find out.
Grape ape sighting.
Let's see how you do this, Lummy. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, shut up, Clumsy. Bye-bye. Gotta go to see. Talk, Bob, shut up.
You didn't set up what we're like.
Well, even it's funny because.
Shut up.
Let me Wi-Fi.
DJ Brown 941, 10,000 bits. Leave up, Lummy.
You know what? Trying to squirrel me on how potentially bad this is.
What did you add on to that, Lummy?
We love Lummy.
Where did it say that?
He said it in me a messenger.
Bye-bye.
Lummy, don't you think you should say, hey, it's Lummy. Hey, it's Lummy, and I'm taking cardboard cutout flat Bubba around with me, and you know, this is what Bubba would be saying.
Well, if you listen, even when he does the Bubba jowl, but then when he talks about himself, he's still doing it.
I'm not good.
Yeah, shut up, Clumsy. Bye-bye. Gotta go to see. Talk, shut up.
The Big Fildo! With 10,000 bits!
What did he private message you?
He doesn't say that.
And Blitz, here comes all the boys that love Lummy so much, knowing that they are trying to save him right now with distracting me like I'm a stripper.
This is where if you just cheer, Lummy's going to make up stuff you said,
and
too.
And they're just throwing dollar bills, hopefully, that I'm just...
Airtight, Skibo! 10,000 bits! Yeah. Lummy's the man!
Like, it doesn't say that either, Lummy.
Oh, it says we love Lummy!
No, it doesn't. That's somebody else. Bulldog Tommy.
They're throwing the money out because they know, Lummy, you fucked this up. They know that you did this wrong. It's already in the first 8 seconds, Lummy, it's already wrong. You should have said, like when Anna does it, she's like, hey, it's
Anna. Yeah, now she knows what to do. Well,
no, I already recorded that part and I did it right.
Yeah, so you did. Show it to us.
Hi, it's Anna. I'm hanging out with Flat Bubba this weekend. It's where, you know, she's going to fucking set it up.
Yeah.
Of course.
You got to set it up, Lummy. You just don't open it up with fucking Midstream Jones.
Yeah, Lummy.
You stupid fuck.
I think I do to
Lummy Wi-Fi.
Lummy.
Big Red! $50 cash! Lummy sucks!
Shut up. Drive. Hit that green light.
Bubba, I'm going to make the green light, I promise.
Stupid.
I do like your impersonation of me. I
do. We're going.
But just the average guy that stumbles upon this, Lummy.
Well, I say that we're going to work on my house.
We're gonna go to my house. Gotta do
Terrace to Zan with the 1,000 bits.
Get in at the green light. I'm sorry, Bubba. I tried. You don't know how to drive.
You've said that 3 times, Lummy.
Dumb. God, I thought you better.
Plus, why is Bubba wearing a seatbelt? He never wears a seatbelt.
Lummy, you're digressing.
Well, Bubba, are you proud with 1,000 bits?
You can't get that flat Bubba to stand up the whole time if you're not wearing a seatbelt.
You got to put a seatbelt on it. Lummy, your funniness is digressing.
Oh, no.
You're losing a little bit of your funniness.
Oh, no.
Okay. If that's how you feel.
That is how I feel.
Okay. Wow. See, this is stage two.
If that's how you feel, Bubba.
Okay. Don't give me Tuttle.
Sorry you feel
what
that way,
I
Bubba.
Just said that's how
don't
you feel. Then that's what it is.
I'll try harder, Bubba.
I'm not arguing with you.
Doesn't sound good at all.
Sorry about that, boss. I'll try harder next time.
Let's see if we can.
It'll never happen again.
It'll never happen again, Bubba.
Let's see if we can pull the nose up on this, Lummy.
Yep.
Do you fart?
Go in.
Totally farted.
I mean, did you fart on this video?
That's Lummy's new gimmick. He farts in all the videos.
Hold on, everybody
now.
Everybody be quiet. Let me see.
It's his watermark.
the way we're gonna go. Stupid. I'm the man. Say it, cuzzy. Say it. I'm the man. Yes, you're the man, Bubba.
I don't have all this indigestion, and I don't make all these sounds. Lummy,
what is he doing? He's seeing the Penthouse Club. He said, boobies.
Lummy, here's the sad thing. I think this is probably the way you roll around without me.
It is.
I don't think that this is necessarily that far from the truth.
Nibble.
God, you're big.
He is massive.
Oh, my God.
Dry wall work at the same time with like cuts. Yeah, that works.
Tell me where you're going. You're sweeping.
I'm sweeping, Mom. Sweep.
Big Red.
Is that Big Red?
Big yeah. Red does a better Bubba than you do.
He does.
Like, this makes more sense.
Faster. Mm-hmm. Let's go. You're doing it wrong.
Big Red's a bet. This is far better when Big Red's involved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a bet.
This is complete bullshit.
How would you do it, sir?
And hire somebody not with an IQ of 62.
Oh, no, Bubba's falling over.
Oh, shit.
I'm falling asleep just watching you. You're so slow. Don't nuzzle me up like that, cuzzy.
That was the funniest part so far, Lummy. Just yep. Note to self.
The fart was the funniest part.
I don't know if it was real, though. Is that royalty-free, Lummy?
Yes, it is.
Right. Yeah, this is a really popular song.
Am I Lizzo. Am I in the tub?
You're in the tub.
It's Lizzo.
Lummy, you got a far fucking way. I mean, this was supposed to be a Saturday and Sunday deal, remember?
It's just a 2-day project, Lummy. We'll get it done in 2 days, no problem.
The song's called Make My Pussy Whistle.
Hold on. I'm looking inside. This is funny, actually.
Give me some duct tape. We'll make it happen.
Mom, don't tell me what to do, Big Bird.
Sorry, boss.
That's right. Call me boss.
I'm going as fast as I can, boss.
Come on, Cuzzo.
Don't call me Cuzzo.
Cuzzo. Hurry up, Cuzzo.
Getting mad on the Cuzzos.
Cuzzy.
Why do you make me like a parrot where I'm always doing
this? Who's the man?
He's a parrot.
He's Big Red's a better Bubba than you are, Lummy. Just note to self.
Lummy does Bubba parrot. Big baloney. Say it, Brent. Say it. Say it.
This is stereo Bubbas. This is 8 Mile Bubbas here.
Baloney.
Where? Blitz, help me understand where they get this. Where did I ever do that?
When were you ever a parrot?
Like when have ever in my on-air delivery? Yes, I've changed tremendously. I sound probably far different now than I used to. But
I mean, there was times when you burped, but not like after everything, a single thing you said.
Wait, don't tell me what I'm doing. I was going to turn around about 3 a.m. I'm in the gym. What are you doing? You're sleeping. Sleeping on the job.
Here's a big Fildo.
Yep.
Sleeping. You bet that's you. You're a sponge. Don't tell me what to do. I made you me. Me tells me. Me's in charge.
I tell you what the most funniest part would be is what they say when they're not taping.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Because it was
anything
like I
we
said.
Don't tape
that. I'm sure it's like, where's Hogan? Fucking my wife.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sure. Like, you know, they have what they have to record.
I'll put this tape here, Spice, but we'll never find it.
Yeah.
I'll leave you and Big Fildo here. I'll be in my office.
Yeah. Big Fildo. You look like Hogan. Fuck my wife.
No comment.
Not you.
Be friendly, you little sponge. All right. No, no, you're sorry. Yeah,
sorry. No, I didn't know you had it.
Only thing would be better is if Lummy would have put a nail
right through his hand.
Great.
I told you, Lummy, you didn't know how to run that damn nail, or you fucking imbecile.
You really don't know how to work, though, Lummy. You should have put a nail through the web of your finger.
Oh, sorry.
And then Big Red Gun goes, oh, fuck, Lummy. Leave it to you to be a paper tiger. Fuck up the pony wall we're trying to build.
Then Dan's got to come over and fix your hand. It's a whole thing.
Lummy's saving that for when it really does happen.
Did you miss both of them?
Oh, my God.
I didn't miss. It's in there.
No, it ain't.
Oh, it's in there.
You guys missed one hell of an opportunity if you didn't turn into Bubba on this fuck up. Because you know, Lummy, I would have been greasing you.
Negative.
Yeah, you guys, that was a softball you missed.
Softball.
Fucking Lummy, how hard is it to hit the board? God, you're so fucking stupid.
He had it right to his face.
Oh yeah, blame it on the sponge.
Turn your head. You're supposed to watch what you're doing.
Did you start to talk?
Where's your safety glasses at?
Morin, that's it. You're fired.
You know, we all do that, whether your cutout's there or not.
It's like a dad teaching his son how to.
There
we go.
Now push
it. Here we go. See if this outside scene gets any better.
Mommy.
I'm measuring the maker cuts. How many times do I need to measure?
Well, you remember what Iggy said.
Measure 12 times, cut 14.
Measure 7 times, and then measure 1 more time after that.
Jet and Cat Bubba Army, 5,000.
I can do it.
No, Bubba, I can do it. Look, I got my 24 right there.
Anna, when you're emulating me this weekend, will you not make me a parrot, please?
Yeah, no
can
problem.
We hear Anna's Bubba?
No.
Yeah.
Anna,
let's get a little test, Bubba.
Have you been practicing at all?
No, I told you. Mine is not going to really be
It's
going
to be more like
film.
You just talking to me.
Well, let's hear you try to do Bubba.
Well, I'm like, you know, I don't think when you have flat Bubba that you have to be Bubba. You can just, you know, she could be like, hey, Papa, you want a bite of veggies? Yum, yum. And then, like she's feeding. Like, she didn't have to have me talk about.
Can I give you some advice, though? You kind of fill your mouth with a little bit of air.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then you deepen your voice a little bit, and then you just jowl it up, you know? That's it. And then you got a good bubble going. And you don't. I'm not a fucking parrot, Lummy.
Lummy, I'm telling you right now. Next time you fucking do me, if you do Flat Bubba, and I hear any more parrots, you're fucking off the show.
I think that's kind of how he gets into your voice. Like, if I do my Bernie, I have to start out with look. I just can't go into a Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
I have to say look. You know, that's how I get
that's
into
your trigger. That's your trigger.
That's the trigger, and I think his trigger is the parrot thing.
Well, I don't like it. So Lummy, take the fucking parrot out of it, okay?
Or edit it all out of your film.
Well, I had cut it, cuz I...
He starts and stops with indigestion.
Right.
I don't like the indigestion, Bubba. Although I do like that, look, me looking over there. That looks pretty good.
I got it.
Take the film off. Nice sturdy bench.
Shut up. Look at that bench.
Now, is that the blade you had to go buy like 6 of because you kept buying the wrong ones?
No, that's not the one.
He was buying tile blades.
He did. He did.
Let's see how he emulates both. Hold on here.
I'm a pussy and I know more about construction than you do.
I grabbed it quick, Dick.
Hold on. Here. Let's hear it.
Grabbed it quick, Dick.
All right, well, let's go put it up.
What's with the stop and go?
My Gerald battery's dying.
Thank you. You have a great eye for the game, but... Oh, Cousy, you got it. Smash it together. Oh, turn AP Brew down. Mr. Blair. Like Matt.
What the hell?
Lummy, are you
Bubba a Mugwai?
Are you a fucking gremlin?
Yeah. He's a mugwai.
I think he may be on the spectrum.
I mean, that's not exactly breaking news, Brian.
Good quality. Shut up, Paul. You dumb. You don't know anything about this.
About what? What are we talking about
well,
here?
Well, it got cut out. I don't know, but I ordered your McDonald's order.
It got cut out.
And
the
you
Bubba.
Didn't order Wait, time out. You didn't order it as Bubba asking for the Bubba special? What do you mean you don't know the Bubba special?
So you went?
Don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am?
You went through McDonald's, and by the way, I don't do any of that, so fuck off, Brian.
But it's called a parody.
I know,
Bubba.
But I don't go. Yeah, I just want to let you know I got this fish fillet with a ketchup and cheese only. I call it the Bubba Special on Bubba the Love Sponge. It's called the Bubba Special. Repeat it back to me, please.
Lummy heard it as make a parody. And so that's why it's doing all the parody voices.
Lummy, whoever edited this, they took out you ordering?
Yeah, I guess.
Why?
I don't know.
That might have been the funniest fucking thing of the whole thing.
He didn't make it funny.
Reddit, did you... Are you the one that edited it out, buddy?
The guy who edited it didn't get any footage of him ordering.
Oh, that's great, Lummy. There was no footage of you ordering.
Oh.
Did you know that, buddy? Rhett, discuss it with the guy that gave it to you. You two fucking hammer it out. What do I got to be the middleman? Go ahead. Lummy, take it away.
I don't know. I thought I did it.
I just went back and checked everything he sent me, and none of the videos were of anyone ordering anything.
He must have shut the camera off thinking it was recording, and this is him just driving now, not thinking he's taping. That's what's going on right now.
A little reverse wheel.
Shut up and drive. Badass. Sorry, Bubba. Let's see if they did it right.
So, Lummy, it would have been great you ordering... And even taking it to the next level, would you have been ordering as me?
I did.
How did you do it?
Oh, man.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you?
He didn't.
He didn't stop ordering.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. How may I take your order?
Yes. Ma.
Not you, Brian. The guy who's supposed to do it.
Brah.
I had to pull.
Do you have a bunch of parents in your back seat, sir?
Man, I must have stopped it when I freaking got my notebook out. God damn it.
So there is no footage of you going through McDonald's, right?
Hey, look, I got it cut off at 2 seconds.
What? How did it go, Lummy? If you were to give us a recreation of it, Lum, how did it go? Welcome to McDonald's. How may I take your order?
Oh, I got it off. I need 2 for $5, fish filet, ketchup cheese, only with extra ketchup. Repeat back, please.
Sounds funny today. Would have been funner if you really had done that. Don't think you did.
Yeah, well, I have the videos where it cut where I stopped it.
Then you don't have it.
I have the proof that I screwed it up, Bubba. You want to see?
Here, I can show you that I didn't record it.
I can show you that I'm a moron if you need video proof of it.
Oh, we don't need any proof.
Hey, first off, at least I came up with a fucking idea. None of you motherfuckers would have done it.
Honest, fuck off.
I already started it.
They didn't. You didn't fucking order McDonald's.
And you didn't even tape it.
So fuck off. Name the order.
Her flat, Bubba doesn't have her flat.
Jesus, Lummy.
Lummy, that's not appropriate.
I was talking to Brian.
No. You better have been talking to Brian.
I was looking right at Brian.
No, you're looking right at Anna when he said it's okay. Don't talk to Anna that way.
That's not fucking cool. Because she faced you. And how...
She faced me. She said she did it.
I just said...
She's planning her flat Bubba, and her flat Bubba doesn't have to necessarily...
I don't think she's going to be doing any fucking construction either with me.
Her flat Bubba is her flat Bubba. She'll do it her way.
Yeah. She's going to fruit him.
You probably aren't going to fruit me, but you are going to drive through McDonald's me. You're not helping out his diet, Lummy. There's different facets of me.
I eat it for him. Why are you watching
me? I understand, but we didn't get to order. You ordering as me would have been the thing that saved this particular 8 minutes and 32 seconds of nonsense. Hello?
Here's how I would have done it.
And just one fuck up after the other, Lum.
I would have taped my credit card.
Well, at least I do something. If I don't do anything, there's no fuck ups.
I would have taped the credit card to Flat Bubba and made the drive through person take the payment from Bubba.
I asked the guy if he knew who Bubba was too. I said, "You know who me is."
Would have been great to see.
Do you know who me is?
That might have, Blitz. That might have saved the whole fucking shooting match, kid.
Yeah, let's see it.
I'll show you that I tried to do it.
I don't even know if I'm going to release this. It's so shitty. This might go right
Why not release it? Let's see how many views we get at least.
Your last two submissions have been canceled, buddy.
Oh, no.
Why is this one getting canceled?
This one fell a little flat.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Stupid moron. Oh. Let's see what you got.
Do you put it up my mouth?
No, because I'm eating it for you. You're on a diet.
Obviously.
Oh, so you're going to eat in front of him?
Yes.
Ooh.
He's not going to like that.
Real Bubba would never
let
that
Bubba
happen.
No, Bubba said that everyone needed to go out and try it. So I did.
Cheese, ketchup only.
Ketchup and cheese only.
Yeah, but we're playing make-believe. Extra you should have said, here, Bubba, yum, yum. You get a bite. You can bet that Anna's going to yum, yum me.
Oh, yeah, you have
better
to.
Better fucking believe it.
She's like, look, Bubba, spinach, something you don't like, but it's so good for you. Yum, yum, open up.
Mm. No, I think you take... When you get rid of the top.
Was that the video?
That was that Lummy farting
again? No, that was me taking a shit on the deal.
Is that it? No, Brahma, you're dumb! Messed it all up.
I mean, the photographer skills are second to none.
I mean, it's not easy to put together a sandwich and record in your car,
fuck
though.
Fuck you, Brian, because I drive 51 miles an hour on a moped.
Does not hit 51 miles per hour with you on.
With me on it, it does.
Blitz, does my new black moped...
I got it to 52.
Okay, well, it's probably 50 with me.
Mm.
Blitz, I had it pegged.
You get,
Let me just woke up.
Brian, 40, 50, it doesn't matter. Anything, that's...
40 or 50?
It's tough. It's Blitz. No matter how fast you're going, from 15 miles an hour to 50, it's tough to fucking do it one-handed.
It definitely is.
All right. So don't tell me about how hard it is to fucking record things, motherfucker.
Yeah, but you're a former race car driver.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter.
Hold on. I got to film putting the sandwich together, holding it, and hold the steering wheel while I'm taping you.
You're not driving
right now.
Yeah. I'm not parked. I'm in the street.
Smash it down.
You're not driving.
I'm at a stoplight. But how am I supposed to film it on you while I put the sandwich together?
Park the car.
I'm not parking. I'm going to do the goats.
He's a busy man.
Think there might be somebody lying.
No, not really. I'm literally next to the PNC where...
Yeah, not moving, though.
I'm at a stoplight. That right there is Dale Mabry and Cyclops.
Dan's row moved. Bubba baby mole with 1,000 bits. Lots of love, Lummy.
Bubba knows what he's doing.
Oh, Lummy's lives matter.
Lummy's lives matter.
Me, cuz he said me.
I mean, Lummy, we'll publish it, but man, this isn't your best effort. It's like your last couple projects have been horrible, buddy. I'm just saying.
Is everything okay, Lummy?
I'm concerned. I'm pissed off. So
his skin's falling off.
Are you mad at me?
Your skin's falling off. Your videos are not publishable.
My videos are publishable because I literally was dealing with a pill popping marijuana head with an orifice back. All right?
You're about to lose half your hair tomorrow.
An orifice back?
What the hell is an orifice back?
I don't know, but it came out of my mouth, so.
Lummy,
the hell is an orifice back?
Lummy, I'm looking at your last, I'm just looking at your last videos, buddy, and since the Romina deal, you've shit the bed, kid.
Oh, no.
I mean, listen, we're just being true to the game here, buddy.
Bottom line.
Bathroom.
Like a blowhole?
Bathroom demo with Flat Bubba. That's fucking horrible. I'm going to go ahead and release it out. We're going to go ahead and release it, and we're going to publish it. And any watches that you get, Lummy, are straight sympathy watches.
I'm going to go watch it.
I'm looking at the YouTube release. I see me and you.
I'm looking at the things that you've done. All right. Now Lummy investigates episode 2. That's been marked as private. That's got pulled. Okay. Curb Alert. I guess your Curb Alerts did okay.
Yeah, thanks to Tarek.
You didn't talk to anybody. You didn't interview any of the people if they knew who they were, anything like that. Tarek, that's pretty much on Tarek. He was the funny one.
He saved the bit.
He was the funny one there. I'm trying to think of the last thing. Lummy and Rhett take on the Oldsmar flea market. That was decent.
So we don't want to count anything I do with anyone else?
Hold on.
Day of the BRN.
Hold on. I'm just looking at Lummix, director of sanitation. That sucked. The debunking of Let Me Investigate season two, this is the last thing that you've done that was funny at all.
Well, that's up for an Academy Award.
You told me that one sucked.
You did tell him.
You said that sucked.
It sucked.
You said it was good.
It sucked, but the numbers are decent. But it sucked. Hold on, buddy. But the numbers were decent, but it sucked.
The numbers changed Bubba's mind.
Weekend at Lummy's bathroom demo. It was all right. Hold on. We'll find something that's good. Here we go. This is the last thing that was funny. Diaco Gate update. Lummy investigate.
When he brings the balloons.
When he farted.
And farted on the walkway.
That one. And goat on a boat. Are about the last, you know, so since about February, for about a month, you've been coasting. For a month.
How have I been coasting?
I'm just saying, you haven't been coasting like coasting, but just not some of your best stuff. Just look at your straight numbers, buddy. Since Lummy investigates O'Donnie, which did 6,500 views, you haven't even touched that. Lummy and Snags tackle the NFL experience, 1,300. Goat on a boat, 2,600. Diaco update, 3,600. Weekend at Lummy's, 3,500. Am I being mean? Am I being a little too tough on them, or are we just doing some?
Don't ask them. They'll tell you yes, of course.
We'll check their
numbers out and see where we go.
Am I just doing constructive criticism here?
I don't know. I'm trying, and I guess I'm just getting crapped on. I mean, and you know, whatever it is.
I mean, you used to roll on the sixes, and now you know 3,100 to 1,800 is your new your new power alley.
Lummy, you miss 100% of the shots you take.
I mean,
you know?
Lummy, you went from a 301 batting average now to like Longo. He used to be a 295 guy. Remember, he just was like a 268 guy.
Hey, he's comparing you to Longo. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, Evan Longoria. Mm.
Yeah, but this is the Giants Longoria.
Still, that money spends the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
17 mil is 17 mil.
How many more years has he got on his deal?
Two, I think.
Has he done anything in San Fran at all?
Barely. Not worth what they're paying him for sure.
Right. Do you think they're regretting that?
Yeah, I think so, especially with the team's performance. I mean, he's down to 13 mil this year. I'm sorry, he's 18.5 mil this year.
Oh, poor guy.
19.5 next, and then there's some sort of, I think, option for 13 million.
And you know they'll take it?
No, they're not going to take his 37-year-old option.
I mean, they're going to...
But he gets a $5 million buyout when they don't use his option.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, he won't get the 13 mil last year. He'll get the 5 mil see you later deal.
But then he's retired. Nobody's signing Evan Longoria at 37
Unless he
years.
Comes back here and plays for, you know, $1.5 million utility Willie.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Lummy.
Not with the Rays farm system right now. It's crowded. Great players can't get up.
Lummy, I don't want you upset with me. It's just that this one isn't really that good. The decap thing wasn't really that good. Just saying, bud. Like, I don't want you mad at me. That's part of your gig. Like, I know everybody's like, oh, Bubba's hard on Lummy, but that's part of Lummy's agreement that I have with him is to produce this stuff because he used to be funny. Lummy, you lost your funny.
Can we get a bowling
Can't
night
really
with Lummy
be funny
tonight?
To a guy that literally won't let you be funny to him.
What do you mean?
Well, I really tried to get it out, and you're like, wow, Lummy, you suck. And I'm like, well, everything I ask him, I get a yes and a no. And I spend 18 hours literally trying to find something funny. So I spend my time, and you're like, well, Lummy, you're not funny anymore. Well, when you don't have anyone funny around you, it's hard to be funny.
Well, Lummy, I can't get blamed.
Really, Jim Carrey's a pretty funny guy when he's alone
right,
on his own.
And we'll see how entertaining Anna's flat Bubba is. And I'm just saying.
Yeah, may shit the best.
You need a muse? Is that what you're saying, Lummy?
No,
Bubba, let me. I can't blame for the decaf not funny.
I didn't say that. I was blaming
and you
decaf.
Can't, and you can't blame me for.
And, I just said, Bubba, without you, I'm not funny.
You hear this? With
I just said
he blamed decaf for his video stinking. He's blaming you for all of his videos. It's not Lummy's fault. But,
by the way, yeah, Bubba did say that it's not your fault that the decaf video. Wasn't
I know.
Good.
I just said, and yeah. if no one,
He's
no
just
one
reiterating.
Listened, yeah. no one listened that I said, Bubba, I can't. Obviously be 100% funny without you.
But the flat Bubba's there. He's there.
No, it's not true, Lummy. You were funny and really good for the O'Donnie stuff. You were funny and real good for the Honorverse. I mean,
I had people to work with.
I can go back and look at, you know, your body of work, buddy, and it's not just, you're funny on your own, too. But lately, I don't know if you've just not been applying yourself or what. I don't know what you're doing differently, but the last two ones suck.
Can Flat Bubba go to bowling night with you tonight?
His video's over.
Huh?
I'm just trying to go back. Trying to go back.
He can't do another video?
Well, I have Bubba with me.
Yeah.
But
is
don't
this
you get
Ed
him tomorrow?
From 90 Day?
No, I took him yesterday.
Lummy Meltdown. I think this did really
we
well.
Got plans this afternoon.
I think this was pretty funny, I think. Let me see.
Well, it was because of you.
Best of Lummy. Let's just see.
Hey, it's Lummy here. Don't forget, after all, you're watching this whole line. Hey, it's Lummy here from the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment on all your favorite videos that you watch that are up here on our YouTube channel. Thanks again, Bubba Army.
Lummy looks so much better now.
I can season that shit up good, man. I got it. I know what I'm doing. I'm the grill. I'm the greatest grillman in the league. I'm the most amazing grillman. I am so amazing. I don't even care what anyone says. I know I'm the best grillman ever. There's not one.
What's the best
better.
Method, do you think, for cooking ribs?
Oh, you gotta slow the fuck.
I know there's a particular method.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you gotta slow cook those.
No, I know, but there's a particular.
Like how slow?
Slow.
Like what?
I have no idea. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Right, that's so what the survey. Lady's telling me.
All right, so continue on.
And that how I besmirched her name and that I made her sound like just some drunk moron.
And Lummy, you kind of did.
I know.
Like
I feel
bitch.
Really bad.
Like Lummy, you know, nine times out of ten. Anyway, Lum, like, what? Did you lose your, buddy, did you lose your mojo?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know.
Did you lose your backbone? Because you keep slipping down farther and farther.
Yeah. Jesus. Get you some back rods,
like,
buddy.
Like what's the problem, buddy?
I'm not doing good work. I'm sorry, Bubba. I will set my game
up.
And
I mean, and you're right. You're not doing good work. And is it wrong for me to bring this up now, or should this be something we do privately? Or, Lummy,
what can we do to get your mojo back?
Yeah, what can I do, buddy?
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. You're the best, Bubba.
I'll do the dishes.
Let us help you get your mojo back.
Stop the bullshit and the Stockholmness and telling me what I want to hear and give me what I can do to make to help you get your fucking it factor
it's
back.
It's pretty clear that Seth was what was fueling Lummy's humor, his presence.
Lummy, is there something I can do? And I don't want to take a beating from everybody in chat saying, Bubba, give him a break. I know he works so fucking hard.
He does.
He works so hard. He's the hardest.
He helps everybody out.
He literally is the hardest working guy here.
I thought all this
but
was
I,
a rib
I,
ripping
but I,
on
no,
Lummy.
No, this is a shoot.
Oh, I've been ribbing him this
no,
whole time.
No, I'm shooting on him. And yes, he's the fucking man. And he works the hardest. But I have different expectations and deals with different people around here. And one of which...
Actually, the chat says he started doing this when Babyface came back. He was fine until Babyface showed up a couple weeks ago.
And so, hold on. And so, just everybody stop. And so, I'm sure I'm going to be the bad guy. I'm sure. And Lummy, listen, you're not losing your gig. You're the co-host. But it's like, I don't know, Lummy. It's like, and everybody can get me mad at me, but I have to make these suggestions. I have to do this. This is part of our business. And Anna... I mean, Lummy and I have a certain understanding that he is like my video YouTube funny guy.
Because he's over. Yeah.
And I mean, just like Vince has to sometimes take a guy aside and say, listen, kid, you know, you're not doing your best work. If it makes me the bad guy and you guys are going to fuck with me on this deal, then go ahead. But this is my business, and I'm trying to make my guy better. And we don't do we air most of our grievances and internal issues on the air.
I got some
ideas.
That's
what we do.
I got some ideas for you, Bommy, that can help. We can talk off air.
But Lummy, like, you know, is there something going on? I mean, do you? I feel, and this is a shoot, 200. That, like, there's just something that there's something that you're doing different, or something that you're just not fucking putting in. It's just not like what it used to be. And it's my content, it's my show, it's my world, and so I have the right to feel this way. And I feel that way. And am I just supposed to just not feel that way and just shut up? Or am I supposed to, like, what we do, talk about things? And sometimes it's uncomfortable.
I didn't say anything. I always take your criticism and try to be better.
Did your wife stop helping you on the videos? Does she? Because I think she's fucking brilliant. And I think that she... And if she's busy and she's working and she hasn't been able to put her magic touch on some of this stuff, then I understand. Maybe that's the secret sauce that we have taken for granted. She's pretty fucking funny. She writes shit. She plans shit. Some of your best stuff has been with her help. Is she now too busy at work and she's not helping? And this, and it shows?
No, it's me. I guess I just been trying to... do different things that are not funny. And I'm sorry. I keep throwing poop at the wall and nothing's sticking. So I need to just keep thinking. I just keep trying to think outside the box and think of things that other people are not doing. And those are failing. So,
oh, wow. Let me
the big photo gifted 100 subs.
Man, wow. The big photo. That's like the best ever. And, like, please, big photo. I know that Lummy's your guy, and please don't everybody come to his defense now and start throwing money and getting stupid. And by the way, holy fuck with that, Big Fildo. But please don't squirrel me on this Lummy, you know, dressing down. Because, and don't anybody take it down as a dressing down. Take it down as like, I truly love Lummy. Like, off the air, he's one of my best friends. I love him to death. He's not in jeopardy of losing his job. I'm just trying to get more out of him. I've noticed a difference in what he's doing. And Big Fildo, I'm so humbled by your generosity. Thank you.
I really think Decaf threw him off his game a little bit. And I wouldn't blame that on Lummy, because he really did try. And he said that he had to start over multiple times. And it's hard with, like, a Zoom Willy and if no one's working with you. And then I also think maybe he's just spreading himself too thin. Like, he has so many projects going on. And this isn't, like, a knock on Lummy. I just think it's an explanation where he has to, you know, he has to do demolition on his house and make a video. So it's like, and he's driving while he's making the video. He's really just doesn't have a lot of time because he's involved in so much stuff.
And I agree. I agree. And Lummy, I'm sorry
for that.
That's
not a knock on you, Lummy.
But I don't want the fans saying, well, Anna hardly does anything. Hey, listen, Anna hosts a whole bunch of shows that provides, and Lummy's there on two of them as well, and it's like, and Anna's going to start doing more video stuff as well. I just started this YouTube push about 2 weeks ago where everybody's going to start doing that. Lummy's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
This doesn't, my criticism doesn't come for being lack of not appreciating what he's doing. It's only trying to remedy this potential rut that he's in. Please don't anybody take it as anything other than me trying to push Lummy to be better. I know a lot of people's like, well, this guy didn't do that, and this guy didn't do that. We all have our different jobs that we're responsible here. And one of his is because he's so fucking, Lummy, you're fucking over, buddy. You're absolutely, just, guess, and if you were a fucking, if you were the shits, if you were the shits and you weren't over, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you. You wouldn't be asked to do all this ancillary stuff because that person's not over. You're fucking over, and you can do better. I've seen you really, really raise the I've seen what you can do. And those levels were far more impressive than what you're churning out now. Now, I don't know why, Brian, shouldn't I be able to have this conversation and people not spin this as me being a cocksucker?
Well, no, your conversation is fine. I think where the pylon effect was me being a dick about it and Anna kind of not being totally dickish about it, but kind of chiming in about it. And that's why Lummy feels downtrodden. And if it was just you coming at him, which it should have been, I thought it was like half work, half shoot type of deal.
And it started out that way, but as I started digging into it, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to speak my mind because I've thought this for a while. And so let me take Anna's little smart ass stuff and Brian's little smart ass stuff and take that aside. And this is just me and you talking.
See, what I think is going on here, Bubba, though, is that Lummy feels a lot more pressure now. And when he didn't feel that immense amount of pressure to have to come up with the content, to be really the one creating the content, exclusively, I think it does put a lot of weight on his shoulders, which may affect his performance.
And Lynn, not performing well. And Lynn Bailey. No, Lynn, it's not hard when the entire room's against you. Stop it, Lynn. Because nobody's Lummy wouldn't be in the position where he is today if everybody was against him. Everybody loves Lummy. Lummy's got a hell of a shot to be a co-host. He is a co-host. He's over. Nobody is against anybody. We don't have that element here at the show. We in the history of the show, we've had that before where people are pulling against each other. We don't have that now. I would not allow that. Not for anybody. Not even Rhett.
Maybe a little.
Maybe about 8% Rhett, but he's getting fucking better. I'm liking that kid more.
Yeah. He's a ginger. You can never fully love it.
Is Rhett your problem? Is he stifling your... Like, if you had to pinpoint, Lummy, what it potentially could be, what could it potentially be?
It's me. I'm filming too much, like just not good stuff, and it's on me. It is. It's me. Because I'm sitting there, and I know that you're wanting to get more content, so I'm trying to think outside the box and do more content.
And Blitz, by the same token, I'm trying to do additional content, too. I'm not just yelling at people saying, I've probably created more content in the last 2 weeks than anybody. Right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And would it help Lummy to actually maybe do a couple things less?
Whatever it takes to get his fucking mojo back, I'm all for.
Well, but I'm asking Lummy.
That's the whole thing is I feel like if I turn 5-6 things in and Bubba's like, well, I took shit on 4 of them, but the other 2 were good, that it makes it any better. Even if I have 1, but at least that I'm getting things out there. And if I hold one back and Bubba doesn't think it's good.
I can't tell you the last time that I asked you when we were going to roll something of yours that you were like, yeah, it's good.
Well, he's always, even when it was good.
He's worried about you taking a shit on it.
Even when it's good, he always thinks it's not.
Did you, honest to God, this is Bubba and fucking Lummy talking like friends, boys. What did you think about the flat Bubba deal? The one we just watched. What did you obviously know what was on there. Well, you don't because you thought the ordering was on there. But I'm just saying, like, what did you think of it?
I thought there were some parts that were funny and some parts. I didn't watch the full thing, but
that's the problem in itself. You need to start learning how to edit this shit yourself.
I do.
Well, then you would have known that the drive-through thing wasn't there.
I gave this to Rhett because I was doing the Lummy Investigates one. We were just trying to do a team effort. That was it.
All right.
I would keep editing my own stuff. I mean, I edited the whole Lummy Investigates. I do my own editing. But, Red helps me out, which is nice. But I guess, you know, that's the one thing. I'm trying to always record things when I'm doing. And then, so I don't miss out. So if something does happen, then it actually, you know, you see it. And then you're not saying, oh, you didn't get it on tape.
And some of my shit sucks.
But that's what I'm trying
the Larson interview isn't doing as good as I thought it would be doing. The East Bay stuff's not doing as good as I thought it would be doing.
But that's
I'll see if when I release the Janie Cakes things, tomorrow or maybe next week, it might not do. Like, you know, again, not everything's a home run, but I see just a little, a little unpreparedness and a little lack of effort. I see that. Like the decap thing, man. Like you should have just literally within the decap, say, decap, you're fucking me, buddy. You are absolutely not working with me here. You're answering it. I can't.
I did.
Why didn't you put that in there?
Because it was over the phone. Because he called me and told me to cut everything out, and that's why we reshot it.
Hold on.
A second time.
He told you. He called you and told you to cut everything out, and you listened to him?
No. That's why there's a first Zoom and a second Zoom. And I told him, I said, you're not fucking working with me, Decap.
And then I went to Daniel. And that would have been funny. That would have been funny if you would have put that part in there.
Once again, I'm on the phone. He calls me and says, hey, my friends want you to cut it out. And I'm like, no. And I said, you're really fucking me on this. He's like, I'll film stuff with you Tuesday. I said, it's due Tuesday. And he's like, well, what do you do? I go, you're going to fucking Zoom and you're going to tell the fucking truth. And he told me, and we did it on Monday, and that's where I got the second part. I told him, I can't do anything when he calls me and tells me that, and I tell him he's fucking me. But why, like, once again, like, so that's why. And that's why there's a second part where he's like, yes, I lied about everything. I'm sorry. I need to start telling the truth.
All right, buddy. Well, I mean,
I'm not trying to be a dick.
Well, everybody's mad at me.
No, I'm not even looking at chat.
But everybody, I am, and they're like, oh, you know, give him a break. He used to fuck. All right, fine.
No, Bubba, I appreciate your criticism.
I know, but like, they don't.
Yeah, but it's not them. It's you and me. And I appreciate your criticism. And I'm trying to say is you're putting a bunch of videos out. And I'm like, well, I want to put a bunch of videos out. Yeah, and just like when you said, hey, that Decap 2, no matter what it would do, it's shit. And I'm like, hey, I agree. I don't think you should put it out. Just like if I turned in another 3 and you were like, hey, the flea market video sucks. Oh, I agree. I just want to turn stuff in that we're doing, and if you take a shit on it, I totally get it because I do value your opinion. And I'm only upset right now is because you took a shit on this, and it sucked because I really wanted to bring you good content with it. And that's what sucks. I'm only mad at myself. I'm not mad at you, Bubba. And I really do value your opinion and you helping me get better because me turning this stuff in just shows me, okay, I need to change this and I need to do that. Just like any Let Me Investigates, the first one I did, you gave me all those critiques. And the second one, you liked even more and you critiqued it more there and I did it. And I kept doing different things and I kept critiquing things. Even Blitzweek gave me critique on a couple ones. And I went when I was learning the Adobe and all that stuff, I was trying to add those little critiques in. And I'm always trying to. So I do appreciate it. And I'm not trying to say I'm mad at you. I really do. I'm upset at myself right now for turning in, as you said, a half-assed project. Because that's never what I want to do. And I really do. I was upset that, yes, I'm upset at myself. That's pretty much what it is. I got upset at myself. And I'm very sorry.
Brian, is there any way you can make this any better? Because the fans are all fucking mad at me. Blitz.
Well,
let's just wrap this up and go home. But I'd like to get your guys' opinion before we say goodbye.
I don't think it's a matter of needing to be mad at anybody. I mean, if they're being honest, what we just watched was not Lummy's best work. Now, is that Lummy's fault? No, not always. You know, you do the work. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It probably would have been funnier if he had hit record at the drive-thru rather than stop. But, you know, that's kind of at least that was funny for the segment. But I think Lummy's working. He's trying too hard now.
And I agree.
He just needs to get back into his comfort zone. Don't think out of the box. Lummy is funny. And you being you is what's funny. And so stick to that, and you're going to do fine. I will say this. The pressure is fucking on Anna now to come out with a good video. It better not suck.
But here's the deal. Welcome to the fucking world of managing people, trying to get the most out of them, and then accelerating that by the fact that we're in the show business.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's a tough spot.
And we fuck with each other and air most grievances on the air.
Like, everybody loves Bubba when he's being one of the boys, but Bubba's got to be the boss, too, guys. So, you know, you got to take that side of Bubba. Like, that's one of the hats he has to wear.
They're such dicks to me.
Yeah.
They are the biggest, not the good ones, but a lot of them are the biggest fucking baby snowflakes. They don't get their way. God. And like, there's not a one of them that would want to sit in my fuck. In fact, not only would you not want to sit, I don't know that any one of you persons could sit right the fuck where I'm at and do a better job than I do. It is a lot harder than you think.
Oh, that's impossible job.
I don't know because if anybody could do it, they, including the people that have left the show, tell me a motherfucker that's left this show that's done better than me.
Puddin'.
Lummy, I love you. I just want you to do your best, and I'm sorry if you feel that I've been
No, I don't, Bubba. That's the thing is, I love you too, and that's why I'm disappointed in myself at this one.
You can do better, buddy.
Yes, I know, and I appreciate that. But Bubba, I'm not mad. I'm really upset at myself. I really am.
Fuck off, Jonesy 869. You're banned. Fuck you, bitch. Ban him, Blitz. Ban him.